Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode number 48 of Preparing for the Inevitable, a podcast on how to handle trouble, suffering, pain, and death. I am your host, Daniel White, the third president of Gospel Light Society International. This podcast will help you get ready to face the inevitable, unpleasant things that will happen in your life. Things such as trouble, tribulation, suffering, sickness, and death. What we might call the bad things of life. The death of people you love, and your own death. Trouble, suffering, pain, and death are common threads that run throughout all of humanity. We must face it. We must deal with it. They are inescapable. You will never meet a person who has not, is not, or will not experience these terrible things in life. Yet, we attempt to hide from these inevitabilities, to pretend they don't exist or that they won't happen to us, but they do, and they will. Our world is filled with news of people dying, children suffering, entire government systems and organizations enduring trouble and turmoil. But we tend to see these as things that only happen to other people and never to us. Trouble, suffering, and death come equally to all people of all races, from every socioeconomic status, of every religion, every faith, in every country of the world. Black, white, red, yellow, it makes us all very equal. And sometimes trouble comes double. This podcast will show you how to accept these realities of life and not just cope, but face trouble, suffering, and death in your own life and in the world with confidence, courage, class, and most of all, with faith, hope, and charity. The Bible says in Matthew 5:4, "Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted." The featured quote for this episode is from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. He said, "Death is not a period that ends the great sentence of life, but a comma that punctuates it to more lofty significance. Death is not a blind alley that leads the human race into a state of nothingness, but an open door which leads man into life eternal." Our Preparing for the Inevitable topic for today is titled "A Public Expression, Part 2, from the fine book, The Art of Dying, Living Fully into the Life to Come," by Rob Mall. Part 2 or part 3? My producer tells me that it is part 2. He goes on to share, "But a Christian funeral does more than that. One funeral director I worked with said he served families best. allowing them to mourn and grieve in the most healthy way, when he was able to bring together all of the traditional elements of a visitation and funeral. This allows grieving people to accomplish two things. Number one, worship God, who, contrary to our immediate experience of mourning a dead loved one, has defeated death. And number two, re-knit a community that has been fractured. In some ways, a funeral is simply an excuse to publicly get together. Gathering around food at a funeral home or cemetery or at home visitations is an end in itself. A healthy community and the recovering bereaved simply need to be together. Nothing, I will add, sad to say, brings a family back together for a reunion like a funeral, particularly in the black community. Funerals can be done both well and inexpensively, back to the text, but the purpose is not to get it done cheaply. Singing hymns, reading scripture, and hearing God's word preach, all with an ear toward the purpose of a funeral, is how the church displays its hope. By doing so, the congregation not only gives witness to the rest of the world, but it also serves to reaffirm our resurrection hope through Christ. Dear friends, if the Lord tarries his coming and we live, we will begin looking at grief and mourning in our next podcast. Let's pray together a prayer that God gave me that I have shared with the world. It's called the Life Prayer. God, prepare us for good days and bad days. Prepare us for celebrations and tragedies. Prepare us for weddings and funerals. Prepare us for life and death. In Jesus Christ's name, we pray and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, please understand that after you die, you will be ushered into one of two places to spend eternity, heaven or hell. Here's how you can be sure that you will not go to hell and suffer eternal damnation forever, and rather have a home in heaven when you die. The Bible says, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou you shalt be saved." Here's how you can be saved from sin and hell and have a home in heaven when you die, in more detail. First, accept the fact that you are a sinner and that you have broken God's law. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "For there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not." Romans 3:23 says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. In fact, I am the chief of sinners, so don't think that you're alone." Second, accept the fact that there is a penalty for sin. The Bible states in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Third, accept the fact that you are on the road to hell. Jesus Christ said in Matthew 10:28, "And fear not them which kill the body, but are not able to kill the soul, but rather fear him which is able to destroy both soul and body in hell." The Bible says in Revelation 21:8, "But the fearful and unbelieving, and the abominable, and murderers, and whoremongers, and sorcerers, and idolaters, and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Fourth, accept the fact that you cannot do anything to save yourself. The Bible states in Ephesians 2:8-9, "For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." Fifth, accept the fact that God loves you more than you love yourself, and that he wants to save you from hell. Jesus Christ said in John 3:16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." With these truths in mind, dear friend, please believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and pray and ask him to come into your heart to save your soul this very moment, and he will. The Bible states in the book of Romans chapter 10, verse 9 and 13, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, you shalt be saved. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Dear friend, if you're willing to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, please pray with me this simple prayer and mean it from your heart. Holy Father God, I realize that I am a sinner and that I have done some bad things in my life. For Jesus Christ's sake, please forgive me of my sins. I now believe with all of my heart that Jesus Christ died for me, was buried, and rose again on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul from sin and hell and change my life today and forever. Amen. Beloved, if you believed in your heart that Jesus Christ died on the cross for your sins, was buried, and rose again from the dead, allow me to say congratulations on trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior. You have indeed done the most important thing in life, and that is accepting Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. For more information to help you grow in your newfound faith in Christ, go to GospelLightSociety.com and read what to do after you enter through the door. Jesus Christ said in John 10:9, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture." Remember, dear friend, believe by faith, share the faith, and keep the faith. God bless you.